Radio Prague News.
The sacked head of the Prague Public Transit Company accuses his board of bowing to political pressure, while Prague's mayor expresses anger over the decision. The Czech Senate has rejected a controversial church property restitution bill, and David Rath faces new allegations of siphoning public funds to advisers linked to a fraud scandal. The sacked head of the Prague Public Transit Company, or DPP, which manages the city's transport network, has accused politicians of trying to interfere in the way it is managed. Vladimír Lich was unexpectedly sacked from his post as chairman of the board of directors on Wednesday and made the comments in an interview with Mladá Fronta Dnes on Thursday. The DPP held an extraordinary general meeting the same day to discuss the future of Lich, deciding also to strip him of his post as managing director. Lich was sacked after filing lawsuits targeting former tenders signed by the DPP, arguing that they may have been closed on unfavourable terms to the company. The board voted for Wednesday's removal in an 8-15 decision, with two civic democrats and five members of Topnola Deviat, as well as one independent member supporting the move. The Thursday sacking came via a 3-5 vote. The board's board members have denied that there is a connection between Lich's actions and the firing. Reacting to the dismissal, Prague's mayor Bohuslav Sobotka described it as an attack on principles and pledged to try to reform the existing DPP board, replacing those who had voted in favour of removing Lich. Former manager Magdalena Čišková has been named as Lich's replacement. The Czech Senate on Wednesday rejected a controversial church property restitution bill that would give the Catholic Church and other religious groups some 135 billion crowns worth of property, most of it as financial compensation in return for possessions confiscated by the communist regime in the 1950s. The upper house, controlled by the opposition Social Democrats and Communists, rejected the bill with 43 votes out of 77 present. The opposition sees the legislation as unfair and claims it would return more property than was originally taken away. The bill will now return to the lower house. Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Wednesday expressed confidence that coalition MPs will find the 101 votes to overturn the Senate veto. Former Central Bohemian Governor David Rath, currently reprimanded in prison on charges of corruption, faced new revelations on Thursday related to alleged misconduct. According to a report published by Hospodářské noviny, Rath used public funds in his region to pay external advisers a total of 5.63 million crowns. Three advisers on the list are reportedly also involved in an alleged scheme to defraud hospitals via manipulated contracts for equipment. Rath is one of those accused in this case. According to the report, the three figures are Patrik Tomšu, spokesperson for Central Bohemia's hospitals, paid 1.35 million, and lawyers Jan Mach and Aleš Burianek paid around 1.3 million each, and both also serving on the boards of several local hospitals. Mr. Rath, who was arrested in May on suspicion of taking bribes related to fraudulent activities, has denied any wrongdoing. The Czech Helsinki Committee, an NGO focusing on human rights, has found that an eighth of Czech advertisements for job applications that it sampled were discriminatory. The organisation looked at ads placed on the popular jobs website Práce.cz and found that many, thanks to the Czech linguistic way of adding genders to names, such as assistant for a man and assistentka for a woman, were directly excluding members of the opposite sex. The analysis also found numerous cases of age discrimination in ads. Additionally, the committee also found that around 5% of ads for housing contained subtle mechanisms to exclude minorities or foreigners. In total, 12,000 advertisements were examined in the study. And a quick look at the weather. Partially overcast weather is expected, with some showers in the east and clearer skies in the west. Temperatures will be in the 27 degrees Celsius range and are forecast to increase steadily through to next week. I'm Dominic Yoon, and that's the news for now.